Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the 5 critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. KetoWithX22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to KetoWithX22.com. That is KetoWithX22.com. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today we have a new guest, Peter Navarro. Peter is an economist, a professor of business. He was appointed by President Trump on December 21st, 2016, to head the National Trade Council. Peter has a new book called Taking Back Trump's America, Why We Lost the White House and How We'll Win It Back. You can go to peternavarro.com. And I am very happy to have Peter on the X22 Report Spotlight. Peter, welcome to the Spotlight.
Couldn't be more happy to talk with you today. And this Taking Back Trump's America book for me is an important mission because what it does is it lays out a blueprint and also a battle cry, not just to win back the White House in 2024 under Trumpism, but right now leading into November to make sure we grab that House of Representatives from the clutches of Nancy Pelosi, who is doing so much damage, not just to our economy, but to our democracy and political system and social fabric. And so what I do in Taking Back Trump's America is lay out how we need to run to win and how we need to govern. And I'm telling you, sir, it's we're at a point now in our history, and I've never seen it since the 1970s this bad. We are in this stagflationary environment of unprecedented proportions, where over the next year or two, if things continue in their present train, God help us. That's all I can say, because the inflation that's eroding our wages, bank accounts, pensions, retirement savings is going to make it very difficult for Main Street America to survive in a reasonable manner.
So let's just talk about that. I mean, you work with President Trump, and you place tariffs on China, on Europe. You brought back industry to America, and the inflation was the lowest we've ever seen. We were energy independent, and the economy was looking fantastic. Now, Biden took over, and we're heading into this area, like you said, inflation, high fuel costs. Is there anything that he could have done to stop this, or did he cause this problem?
I'm one of only three senior White House officials that served with the president all the way back from the campaign in 2016 to the end. And I mentioned it here as a way of answering your question, because dating back to 2016, we had a mantra, which was basically our economic platform and policy. We believed that we had to make strong structural changes in our economy in order to grow faster and hold prices down and increase productivity and wages. And we did that. And the way we did that through this mantra was several aspects of what is fair to say very traditional Republicanism, which is lower the tax burden, particularly on the middle class, and lower the regulatory burden, particularly on small business. We did that. That's traditional Republicanism. There's also the issue of strategic energy dominance, which we pursued, which allowed us to be energy independent. And right now, the inflation we're experiencing in energy and collaterally food, because energy basically grows food through fertilizer and other inputs, we were able to hold that inflation down and prosper. But the transformational aspects of the Trump agenda were also two other things, which was the securing our borders and stemming the flow of cheap, uneducated labor into our labor markets and hurting Black, brown, and blue-collar Americans. And most of all, sir, it's like, and I was the tip of the spear for the president on this, this was our trade policy, leveling the playing field, using tools like tariffs that bring home our manufacturing jobs, create jobs. If you create a manufacturing job here, you create five service sector jobs. So it's a multiplier effect. So we had this 5 points of the compass economic program, and lo and behold, and not surprisingly, when Joe Biden came in, he did everything possible to unravel every single growth driver in the Trump economy. He is raising taxes. He has raised the regulatory burden. He has decimated strategic energy dominance for this country. He's thrown open our borders to all sorts of economic and possible terrorist havoc. And he's steadily unwinding all of our trade protections. And we're seeing our trade deficit rise dramatically. And the trade deficit, when it rises, is a drag on growth. I lay this all out in the Taking Back Trump's America book. I call it the Iron Triangle of MAGA principles, which was the endless wars, secure borders, and most of all, fair trade. And Biden's gotten rid of all of that. And on top of that, he continues to make policy mistakes, which exacerbate our supply chain disruptions and exacerbate our labor market distortions. For example, the forced vaccination policy. Mm-hmm. Whatever you feel about that from a public health standpoint, and I can tell you that is bad policy from a public health standpoint, it's even worse from an economic standpoint, because it has pushed people out of the labor market. that otherwise would have remained, even as it's disrupt. You know, the truckers, I think, are the poster child of that. So to your question, Biden has quickly unraveled every Trump growth driver. And not surprisingly, we are 2 quarters into a recession now, and we are having an inflation that we haven't seen the likes of in 50 years.
So what do you say to, I mean, because we heard from the Biden administration and from his spokespeople about recession, that two negative quarters, that really isn't a recession. I mean, what do you say to that?
Well, the Capitol Hill is just getting ready to pass something that they call the Inflation Reduction Act, which will spike inflation. So what do I say to that? I say this, that the same thing I say to the Biden regime rejecting the idea we're in a recession. I mean, it's fantasy and spin, and somehow we've become untethered from reality, and politically they're willing to say anything to get them out of what they're in. And by the way, I think it's a product of the corporate media giving a pass to Joe Biden through the entire election process, even as they crack down on President Trump. I mean, can you imagine if the story had been Don Jr. Trump laptop from hell instead of Hunter's laptop from hell? I mean, can you imagine how quickly that story would have gotten out, pictures and all? What the White House is trying to do is to say that because we have a low unemployment rates on its face, therefore there's no recession. That's kind of the essence of the argument.
Right.
To strip everything else away. The problem with that is manyfold. I mean, one is the unemployment rate itself would be much higher if you included all the people that the Biden regime has pushed out because of their bad policies. There's a lot of people who left, have just simply thrown up their hands and left the workforce. People who retired early, truckers who think it's nonsense to take a vaccine that could kill them, and everybody in between. So there's that issue. The second issue, and this is going to come back to haunt us, when you grow slowly or negatively, like we are doing now, the recession you have in the collection of tax revenues is tremendously destructive. On that alone, I mean, even if you had a low unemployment rate that persisted, which it won't, you're losing trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars from the slower growth rate, which will put us deeper into debt, cause us to borrow more, drive interest rates up, and drive us deeper into the stagflationary hell we're in. I know all these guys in the Biden White House. Mm-hmm. I fought with them on the 2016 campaign trail with Jared Bernstein. I mean, it's like that guy doesn't even have an economics degree, and he's one of their top economic advisors. Another guy in there was the guy who helped engineer China's entry into the World Trade Organization, Gene Sperling. Mm-hmm. I mean, that guy's a friggin' idiot. And Biden puts him in charge. I mean, these people, I can't say it any plainer. They are idiots.
Yeah.
They were idiots in 2016. They were idiots when they served Obama and Biden for 8 years and gave us stagnant growth. And they're idiots today when they tell us that there's an Inflation Reduction Act that's going to reduce inflation when it will spike inflation, and that somehow inflation's transitory. No, it's not. So, I feel for America here. It's like America deserves better. And that's why I get back to Taking Back Trump's America. That's what we have to do. Buy that book on Amazon. Buy 6 of them. Give them to your friends. Read it like a battle plan and go out and execute. Folks, don't just sit there and listen to this great show. Go out and help Carrie Lake get elected for governor in Arizona, or Mark Fincham as Secretary of State, or Karina Corral, I think is her name, in Michigan. There's a lot of folks out there who need your help. And one of the most important rules in Taking Back Trump's America is action, action, action. Use your own human agency to get out and protect yourself and your family by getting involved in this political process. Throw these bums out. They are bums. They are bums. Pelosi needs to go. She needs to get out of that House of Representatives. She's nothing. She's not. She and her husband are nothing but grifters, making money on insider trading and trying to put people like me and Donald Trump in prison. It's outrageous.
I'm going to ask you this question first, and then we'll go into January 6th and what happened to you. Can the economy be fixed when we take back the House? Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Or go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Take back the Senate and Trump is put back into the White House. Can this economy be turned around?
It won't be like flipping a switch on. I mean, you can't just, particularly with stagflation. Stagflation gets deeply embedded wage price spirals. And it's a very, I mean, look, the 70s stagflation started in 1968 with a decision by Lyndon Johnson to have both guns for the Vietnam War and butter for his great society. He refused to make that choice. That was the precipitating event. Mm-hmm. And the precipitating event analogous here are the kinds of things like the stupid Inflation Reduction Act and all of the Keynesian demand side stimulus that Congress has passed since Biden got in office. Those are catalytic effects to ignite inflation. And it went from 1968 to 1981 for that stagflationary cycle to work its way through. And I was there and it was not pleasant. Mm-hmm. And the first thing we had to do is get Pelosi out there and stop Congress from doing harm.
Right.
Okay? If we can just at least stop them from doing harm, that's a good start. And then we got to get Trump back in the White House to put our plan back in place, which we know works. But the sooner we move on this stuff, the better. I mean, it's like if Biden had any sense, which he doesn't, the first thing he would do would be to unleash our frackers and get back to energy independence. That would go a long way towards reducing a lot of these pressures. He's not going to do that. He's going just the opposite direction.
So with the election and with what happened on November 3rd back in 2020, Trump continually says that, you know, the elections are rigged. There's election fraud. You wrote the Navarro report and it broke down how the fraud happened. We saw a 2000 Mules documentary. And then we had January 6th to cover up everything that they did. And just recently, you were subpoenaed. They came after you. Didn't they arrest you or put you in handcuffs and take you away?
Yeah, there's an interesting story to tell here. From the outset of the formation of this so-called Select Committee, mm-hmm. To investigate the January 6th events. From the very outset, I expressed my deep concern about this weaponization of the investigatory powers of Congress in a way that violates the separation of powers. And let me break that down for your listeners.
Okay.
The Congress has the power to investigate. That much is true. But they can only investigate for what's called legislative purposes. So, for example, if they're investigating January 6th and they come up with some information that would allow them, for example, to pass the new laws or regulations that led to a more tightly guarded perimeter or could prevent attacks on the Capitol, that would be a legitimate expression of their legislative function as expressed through the use of their investigatory powers. And that's, look, there's some important issues there. I mean, I think some of the issues that we all need to get to the bottom of, and I think a Republican Congress will in 2023, is why did Pelosi leave the perimeter so lightly guarded?
Right.
And why were those guards who were there so willing to open the gates and wave people in to the Capitol? I mean, why did that happen? Why did the feckless Secretary of Defense Mark Esper have the National Guard so far away from that perimeter that they couldn't respond in a timely way? Why, and this is most troublesome to me, given the problems of the abhorrent behavior of the FBI with respect to me, is that why might there have been alleged FBI informants possibly instigating the violence? And look, it's like the fact that that violence happened made it impossible for that January 6th meeting on Capitol Hill to take place in a way which would allow for the legal counting of the legal votes. That was totally aborted by those events. And when you ask yourself, well, how'd that happen? Well, it becomes very suspicious as to why Pelosi and the FBI did what they did or appeared to do, right? So those are legitimate questions. But now back to the main thread. What Congress cannot do by law and by our Constitution is pursue a judicial function behind the veil of a legislative function. In plain speak, that means that they can't be about the business of building criminal cases to punish people and say they're doing it for a legislative reason. And that's exactly what they're doing. I mean, long before I got any subpoenas or my legal trouble started, I said that the primary purpose or a primary purpose of the Congress, the Pelosi House of Representatives, was to do a partisan witch hunt to embroil Donald Trump in some kind of alleged scandal a la the Russia hoax to impede his trip back to the White House in 2024. That's their agenda. Right.
Right. They don't want him in office.
So if I go to May 31, 2022, here in this year, I filed a civil suit after I was held in contempt of Congress. And I laid out all of the issues related to my concerns related to that subpoena. And I told it when I got that subpoena, and all this is on record from day one, I said, look, President Trump's invoked executive privilege. It's not my privilege to waive. You need to go talk to him and his lawyers. And if you do that and he tells me he'll waive the privilege, then we'll talk. But, you know, my problem was I'm caught between my constitutional and legal duty to the country and the president and this process going on, which, as I argue in my civil case, appears to be a politically motivated kangaroo court aimed at taking people, taking Trump down and using people like me as pawns to do so. So I said, I filed a civil suit on Tuesday, I think it was, Monday or Tuesday. And the next day I sent a letter to the Department of Justice seeking a modus vivendi, a way to kind of reckon, you know, okay, let's talk about this. I gave them the number of an attorney to call. I explained like my dilemma here. Kamala, can you go talk to Trump's attorneys? It gave him plenty of options.
Right.
And the same day, I called the FBI agent, Walter Giordano, who had come to my door a week earlier in the dead of morning, got me out of bed to give me a subpoena. I said, Walter, very cordial call. Walter, hey, look, I'm here. And buried the lead here, my friend. I live literally 50 yards from the FBI. I'm literally across the street.
Wow.
Right? It's an easy yeah. thing to do. Come to my house from the FBI, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Walter, I said, whatever you need, just let me know and we can resolve anything peacefully and quickly, okay? And that's Wednesday. It's crickets from both of them. And come Friday, I'm supposed to go to fly to Nashville to do Mike Huckabee's show. And I'm not fleeing the country. Let's be clear about that.
Right.
They knew where I was going. Mike Huckabee show in Nashville. Got nothing to hide, boys and girls. And instead of doing what was the normal thing to do here with a misdemeanor, with no fraud involved, the normal thing to do is to just call voluntary surrender. Right? Yeah, hey, we got this. Show up to the court. Fine. No problem. Instead of doing that, they didn't do that. Instead of just coming to my door and arrest mm-hmm. me at my door, they didn't do that. What they did was they surveilled me with five agents out to Reagan Airport. Let me sit there in the boarding area for an hour. And then only when I got into the jetway did three of these agents armed close behind me and two of them come at me. So the sequence of events goes, I asked to call an attorney. They say no, a violation of my due process. They confiscate my phone. They don't let me tell Huckabee I'm not coming as a courtesy. They take me down on the jetway, put me in handcuffs, and take me back home almost, you know, like minus 50 yards to the FBI. And then the fun starts. Off we go down the road to the district court building, and they take me into this basement. The next thing I know, like, remember here,
mm-hmm.
former White House official,
right,
served with distinction. Humbly, I say, as a fact, I helped President Trump save millions of lives during the pandemic. I did that. I was one of the earliest people in the White House who said, Houston, we got a problem here. And I worked hard to make sure everybody had everything they needed. And I helped the president create hundreds of thousands of jobs. I was a model public servant, never made a dime while I was there. And the next thing I know, I'm strip searched and I'm in leg irons and I'm being escorted down to solitary confinement and put in the same cell that John Hinckley was put in when he shot Ronald Reagan.
Wow.
And then 3 minutes before, 3 minutes before I was supposed to see the judge after sitting in that hellhole, they say, oh, by the way, you have a public defender. And it's like implicit, if I don't accept it, I'll spend the night in jail. Okay. And let me just at this point say, look, PeterNavarre.com, go there, buy Taking Back Trump's America, because that's my legal defense fund, or contribute directly to that. Because, my friend, this is already shelled out over $400,000 for lawyers. And this is going to be a $1 million lawsuit, all for doing what I believed and believe was my duty to the president and this country. And so this was a so far over the top arrest. I also buried the lead. It's like, okay, so from the time they grabbed me about 11:30 to about 3 o'clock, I think it was when I saw the judge, 2 or 3 o'clock, this story was all over the news, right? All
yes.
over the news. How did that happen? Well, they leaked it to the press like they like to do. They wanted to create a public spectacle out of me. And I'll tell you what, if they can come for me, they can come for you. And please remember that when you think about what's going on in this country. That is just wrong what they did. Just, I mean, It's just wrong. And nobody I've talked to in law enforcement has ever said that it's right. That was just so over the top. So taking back Trump's America, never did I think when I wrote the book, it would also be my legal defense fund. I got to sell 100,000 copies of that in order to get the $1 million or so to make all of this work. But it's a great book, too, because it's the plan to take back the House and the White House, and none too soon.
Do you think that plan is working right now? Do you think we're on our way to take back the House, to take back the Senate?
Well, in the Taking Back Trump's America book, I make a big deal out of why we must take back the House with Trump Republicans, not rhinos. So when you ask me how's that working, I would say that the Trump candidates are doing very, very well so far. The one hiccup we had was in Georgia, which is in my Navarro report on election fraud of the six battleground states, I call that the cesspool, because that is like a combination of bad Democrats and bad rhino Republicans in bed together engineering election steals. And the results there, I mean, Jody Heiss did not win Secretary of State, which was a big loss. And Vernon Jones did. I mean, but it looks like, for example, good news in Michigan, good news in Arizona, although that's going to be a battle royale out there because the money that's these are proxy wars. Arizona is going to be a proxy war. The Michigan governorship is going to be a proxy war between the establishment and the rhinos on one hand and the Trump folks on the other end. Yeah, they got the media and they got the money, but we got the people. So let's see how that turns out. I mean, you look at Carrie Lake, runs for governor, and she spent $3 million on her race, which is about right in the state of Arizona. You can run for governor on $3 million, but she had $100 million spent against her.
Yeah.
And there's going to be another $200 million spent against her to stop her from winning in November. So that's why I say it's like action, action, action. Get involved. If you listeners of this show, use your human agency, get out there and get involved in a school board race, a congressional race, whatever it is. But carry the torch of Make America Great Again, and we've got maybe a fighting chance of solving our problems.
Do you think if we get the right people in place, do you think the 2020 elections, do you think they can be decertified? Do you think if, like Wisconsin, they're already voting, the GOP is voting, saying, you know, we would like to decertify. Do you think if there's enough evidence, enough proof to back what they did in 2020, do you think the elections can be decertified?
Let me give you some historical perspective on this. And then I'll give you a short answer to that question. If we were back in, let's say, 1962 right now, and we were having the kinds of conversations we're having about how Kennedy stole the election from Nixon, and we had the same kind of corporate media in control, not just on the Democrat side, but in a lot, many ways on the Republican side, we'd be getting ripped every way to Sunday. Be calling liars. It's a big lie. It's no, of course Kennedy won. It's fair. The greatest election we've ever had. Da, 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 da. Historically, we now know for a fact that Kennedy did steal that election from Nixon, and he did it in Chicago with ghost voters. Ghost voters being people who cast ballots who don't exist. And in the Navarro report I did on election fraud and irregularities on the 2020 election, ghost voters were just one of many problems we had with that election. Never mind. I mean, so my point is that history will win on this. History will demonstrate at some point in time that Trump won in 2020. The numbers are all there across the six battleground states. Will that happen? before the 2024 race? I don't know, but we're close in certain places. If we could get our hands on the ballots in Arizona, in Michigan, for example, where we could have a fighting chance of doing that, I think it would be, I think we owe it to the people of America to look at that. I mean, they keep getting fed a big lie, which is that election was fair. And there were so many problems wrong with it. So the short answer to your question is, it's possible, but it's going to depend on getting our hands directly on the kind of wheels of power, so that we can have an open and transparent look at this stuff. And it's like, we'll see, but if we can't have a country if we don't have fair elections, and right now I think it's fair to say we don't. I mean, you look at the Arizona race; it's like it took days for them to count the votes there, and people were very concerned that while they were counting, they were doing their shenanigans. I mean, that's how Trump got beat. They suspended the vote after midnight on November 3rd, 2020, when Trump was way ahead. And when they reopened the count, he went behind. They were just trying to figure out how many votes they needed to steal to make that happen. And, steal it, I think they did.
I agree. Hey, Peter, thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. Once again, how can people purchase your book?
Taking Back Trump's America. It's available on Amazon right now. Also suggest you go to peternavarro.com. That will have a good summary of Taking Back Trump's America and link you to Amazon. It also links to the defense fund I have, as well as you can access the civil suit, which is really interesting reading to see just how Congress and Pelosi are abusing their powers and weaponizing the investigatory powers. But it's been a pleasure talking to you. I wish you great luck with X22. And I see on the chartable ranks, you're way up there at the top of the list. So let me just say to your listeners, go out and give him two thumbs up, and that helps boost his rating. So I'll do you that too, because this is the kind of discussions we need to have.
Absolutely. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video. Once again, thank you very much for being on the Spotlight. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, my friend.
Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold has just been picked by Consumer Affairs, the rating agency, as the overall number one gold IRA company in the U.S. Talk to the team today if you're thinking about precious metals. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10th ounce American Gold Eagle proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347, or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. History is being made. Thanks to a new study, there is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found that the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration of over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock the secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Healthwithx22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trading cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. There's a secret diet that many celebrities, CEOs, athletes, and 12.9 million other Americans use. It's the keto diet, and it's considered an efficient way to reach weight loss goals, increase energy levels, and enhance mental focus. That's why there's a lot of people switching to this amazing keto powder diet. It helps increase ketone levels in the body without the strict rules associated with the traditional keto diet, so results like boosted metabolism comes a little bit sooner. Increase the level of ketones in your body today with it. KetoWithX22.com is notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, free shipping, and 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to KetoWithX22.com. That is KetoWithX22.com.